Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the conversation. Friday is upon us, the 22nd of May. I'm Doug Steffen here with Molly Page and Ken Kessler to overview items of interest for today and this week. There's a sort of Friday tradition here, Ma. We look at the top 10 items listed in the Talk Countdown show and ask you to tell us what you think is the most important of these 10. Even though we list them, in the order in which they've come down, sort of like number 10, the indictments against the Baltimore police. That's something coming late in the week. And why don't you give us the update on that, Molly?
All righty. Well, Baltimore grand jury has indicted all the six officers that were charged in the April death of Freddie Gray. And it did just happen late yesterday. The officers still remain free on bail. They'll be arraigned July 2nd. Most of the charges were identical to those stated by the state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. So there's not much different in this. She announced these 3 weeks ago, including the most serious second-degree depraved heart murder against the person who was driving the van, Officer Caesar Goodson.
Second-degree what?
Depraved heart murder. Basically, if I remember correctly, it means that it was intentional with complete disregard for human life.
So why not murder in the first degree?
Because they wanted this name. Sounds better. And people sounds go, what? Better. What all is
right.
that?
Yeah, all right. But first degree murder, it sounds like to me. Anyway, all right. So what else is there? Is there do they have the staff here? There are accusations that this is overzealous prosecution. Is that that's something that's an opinion and not a fact? Well, the fact is that the guy's dead. The fact is it was at the hands of the Baltimore police, or some of them anyway. And so the rest of it is all speculation, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the additional information has been discovered according to Mosby, and those have resulted in a few revisions in the initial charges. And the one is that the grand jury added counts of, it was reckless endangerment against some of the officers, and dropped the false imprisonment and assault against the others. So those are the only changes. They're still probably going to try and get Mosby kicked off the case because of what some call the conflict of interest. And there will still be developments. And, of course, the officers innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? It was always the case.
Well, even the ones we think might be guilty or should be guilty or
Mrs.
proven innocent.
Clinton is guilty. Mrs. Clinton is guilty as sin. Well, at least that's a lot of the talk radio world suggesting that the emails, the Benghazi emails, have very sensitive information. Actually, today's New York Times shows, I think, 800 and some odd of these emails. Kenny, if I'm not mistaken, I was talking about it earlier. And so she's on the hot seat. The other, archives, I'm looking at some, every time you turn around, there's a Hillary Clinton headline. Let's see here. As First Lady in the final year of the Clinton administration, Mrs. Clinton endorsed a White House plan to give tax breaks to private foundations and wealthy charity donors. At the same time, the Clinton Foundation was soliciting donations for her husband's presidential library. Okay. As First Lady, that's an official title? She was elected? She was certainly involved, but what is there a crime associated with this? Is that the suggestion? Archives show Hillary Clinton okayed tax breaks for nonprofits. Okayed them? What? She didn't have any power to okay anything. She just, somebody said, And I'm accused of being an apologist for Hillary Clinton. Listen, if there's somebody better that runs against Mrs. Clinton, I'll be happy to vote for him. So far, I don't see it. And I don't really want to vote for her, but there's nobody else I want to vote for either. If Mitt Romney were running again, maybe I'd vote for him. But I don't get this. What am I missing here, Kenny? She had no power. She was the wife of the president. Yep, she was involved in lots of different things. But archives show she okayed tax for okayed him. How? She said, okay, this is a good idea. Let's do this. White House documents in the library, Clinton Library, show that Bill and Hillary Clinton were kept apprised about tax reduction packages that would have benefited donors, including those to his presidential son. It was donations for anything and everything. They were in the nonprofit world. She's culpable and guilty in lots of different ways. But this is really a needle in a haystack. At least that's what I say again.
It's a reach.
Yeah, it is a reach. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of ways perhaps you can take your shots at Mrs. Clinton, but I don't see that that's one of them.
Yeah, right. For the next year and a half, this is what it's
plenty of. Yeah, right, exactly. Plenty of this stuff. And there's plenty of goop on all the rest of them as well. Maybe David Letterman should run. What do you think of him for president? He'd run as a Democrat. How about we choose, what, vice president, you think? David Letterman. David Letterman!
He'd never get the popular vote.
No? He did pretty well in the ratings the other night. Almost 14 million people watched his final show. That's about, his normal viewership, about 6 million, I think, isn't it? 5, 6 million?
Something like that, yeah.
So that's almost three times, two and a half times what his normal show was. Maybe just people happy to see him say farewell, but he did have a constituency that will be lost, I believe, when the new guy starts. Did the new guy start last night, or what are they doing now?
He's not going to start till September. They're running, they ran an old episode of The Mentalist last night.
Oh, really? So why did he want to get off now? Why didn't they wait until, I mean, this is the end of the ratings period. There is no more rating measurement until November. May 20th is it. That's when the May sweeps are over. And that's when now you'll notice most of the shows that you like have come to an end. Series finale for A, series finale for B, series finale for C. But then there are a lot of these new summer shows that have gotten started already as well. So the Letterman thing, late night on CBS, is going to be a wasteland because I don't see Colbert doing beans, frankly.
I think he's going to do great.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you like him and you think he's...
Well, you know, when he started the other show, what was the show? The Colbert Report.
Yeah.
I remember I was working in Los Angeles and there were people who were big fans of The Daily Show and liked him on The Daily Show, and they saw his first two shows as The Colbert Report, and they went, I'm so disappointed. I expected so much more. And I said, you got to give it a minute. Let him get on his feet. Let the show work out. Let the mud settle and see what happens then. And, you know, 3 weeks in, everybody's raving about it.
Yeah.
So I think once he gets in there and finds
his let's put it this way. He's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. What is your cup of tea?
My cup of tea is being asleep at that time, frankly. 15 past the hour. Attention, construction pros. Do you need construction equipment? Excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, military surplus trucks, Humvees, or lifts. If so, go to ironplanet.com right now. Iron Planet is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, trucks, trailers, government surplus trucks, and more. All items are inspected and backed by their ironclad assurance. I will tell you, I have sold a number of pieces of equipment on Iron Planet. They come, they inspect, they tell you what's right, they tell you what's wrong. When you're buying, you want to have that report. Iron Planet guarantees that what you see on the inspection report is what you get. And again, I attest to that, having been down that street with them. Do not miss Iron Planet's huge two-day auction this next Thursday and Friday, May 28th and 29th. That's next Thursday and Friday, May 28th and 29th. There will be 2,200 items on sale featuring late model low-hour construction equipment, trucks from Ring Power, Kelly Tractor, Mustang Cat, and more. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items, photos, that sort of thing. You can browse the inventory, bid on the items there if you want to with your mobile device. Just text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Registration on ironplanet.com is free. Just text the word LIFT to 511-511 to see all of the items in Iron Planet's Giant May auction. See it today. Text the word LIFT to 511-511, Iron Planet's huge May auction.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Bunnies in the garden. Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number
3030.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, we all know this week there was big news about what happened in the final moments of Mr. Bin Laden's life, as the examination of his compound has been released to the public. It seems, according to one of the letters in these documents unsealed this week, that he was planning on moving. Wanted to come to America. No, he just wanted to move out of the compound. But he, and he thought it wasn't safe. I guess he was right. He got that one right. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, ISIS, extending its reach. You know they control more territory in Syria than the Syrian government does? ISIS does now. They have lots of territory on the way. And here we are, once again, doing nothing, right? 21 after the hour, and good day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Expand your life with Expandovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some scars from where I've been. You got eyes that can see right through me. You're not afraid of anything they've seen. I was told that I would feel nothing the first time. I don't know how this could feel, but in you I found a ride.
Performances, and here they sing their hit song for someone, which is part of that Red Nose Day benefit. This grabbed me kind of, I don't say off kilter, but I am unaware of this, or was unaware of it until a couple of days ago, Kenny. Maybe the best way, excuse me, for us to understand it is to listen to Seth Meyers explaining on the benefit what his jokes bring to the party and why this Red Nose benefit is important.
Red Nose Day started in the UK 30 years ago, and since then it has raised over $1 billion. And this is the first year the event is being held in the U.S. So needless to say, America, we cannot blow this. Because you just know everyone in England is at home right now watching us from their stupid castles, sipping their tea and saying, oh, is America doing Red Nose Day? And I imagine in their hands it would be absolute rubbish. And rubbish is for real the word they use for garbage. So there is one goal tonight and one goal only. Raise enough money to rub this in England's stuck-up face.
Yes. And also, sorry, I forgot.
And also to raise money for children in need, yes. There are two goals tonight. Raise money for kids in need. And don't get me wrong, that is a big one. But by far the bigger one, raise enough money to shove it in England's face.
Hi, here's Will Ferrell and actor Nick Offerman joking on the Red Nose Day benefit.
Will Ferrell, are you ready for this appeal battle?
You bet. I was born extremely appealing.
Let the battle begin.
There are millions of children across the world living incredibly tough lives. Those that do survive have little to look forward to.
But you could help make a difference.
By calling the Red Nose Day number on your screen, your money will go towards medical care, schools, and inoculation programs. And if you don't know what inoculation means, you look it up when you go home, because now is not the time.
Not to mention much-needed medicine.
Your power to help
is just a call away.
If you don't mind, it's just a little teeny-weeny bitsy, itsy-bitsy, baby-wavy, life-saving call away.
I don't get it. I don't find that amusing at all. Did you? Any of you find Molly?
You don't really like him.
No, that's true. All right, so now I remember yesterday we were talking about how the Game of Thrones was going to participate in this. Liam Neeson apparently was the narrator for some of the people from Game of Thrones performing a rock opera with Chris Martin. Isn't that part of what we played yesterday?
Yeah, that was one of the little teasers.
All right, let's see what this audio sounds like, Kara.
Game of what now? Targaryen, when you wanna reach me, and if you feel the love, then you can call me Khaleesi.
Raw emotion pours out from every corner of the globe.
Are you thinking about Joffrey? Such a spirited lad.
Do you think Americans understand this, frankly?
I was his uncle.
Yeah.
You do. When we return, Kenny, I'd like you to, we'll take the lead here on this and explain a little bit more about it, because as I said, it wasn't something that was on my radar screen, and I want to know more about it. It seems to be an important event. Right now, it's 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders soared in the week after his announcement to 15% of Democratic voters. Could he have an impact on Hillary?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is an authentic progressive. Can he damage Hillary Clinton or change the chemistry of the Democratic 16 primary contest?
I think Sanders actually could have an impact on this race. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I don't think the media would allow him to get the nomination, even if it looked like he perhaps could. But Bernie Sanders tells you what he thinks, and his message is much more popular with the general American public than most people would give it credit for. I think he's going to have a real impact and could make things difficult for Hillary Clinton. Pull her to the left, which would be good from my perspective.
Well, Mary, you might love an ideological contest. Fiorina Sanders, free market, big government.
I think he's going to do more than people think. He's got the Howard Dean infrastructure concept, which is already proving successful. I think he's a stalking horse for Elizabeth Warren, who's rightly saying no, no, no. But when the evidence of the popularity of her message is manifest in the Sanders candidacy, she may get drafted. I can't wait for your guys' convention.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly Page and the lovely Ken Kessler. The National Security Agency might need to begin shutting down bulk collection of phone records this weekend if the Senate doesn't act today on the renewal of the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act. Do we need to go into detail as to what the Patriot Act is all about? There are a number of things, and I saw them reviewed here for my listening and dancing pleasure, and now because I'm involved. All right, so true confessions time, all right? And that's always the best way for things to be handled.
Okay.
I am completely distracted this morning by something. I don't easily get distracted. As Kenny knows, oftentimes I can withstand almost a nuclear bomb going off around me, and I don't get affected by it. My focus is the program, what's going on in the program, and that's it. Yesterday, Meredith and I went down to New York. We decided that she wanted to adopt a dog, and in New York City there are so many dogs that are on the kill list, and there's so many sweet dogs, just really wonderful pets, that we thought that was a good place to go to adopt. So we went to, and I, certainly with the loss recently of Charlotte, was pretty attuned and keen. I know what she likes, and I know that there were dogs down there that she would love. Dogs that most anybody who loved dogs or animals would love. So anyway, we drove down to New York, and we got to this place in the middle of nowhere, Brooklyn. I mean, well, I'm talking about not places that you'd want to get out of the car. And you ran from the car to this place. So anyway, we go into the place, we start looking around, and the first dog we see was a dog that that she loved. A great dog, really neat dog, sort of a pit bull combo. And there was one next to it that was great. I mean, you look at them all, and it's hard not to. And Molly, because you're sort of cut out of that ilk, and I don't know, I'm not suggesting, Kenny, you aren't, but because I think, Molly, you and I have had conversations about your dog when you lost him, and I certainly have talked a lot about Charlotte with everybody.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go around, look around, and there's this beautiful sort of, I don't know, a terrier kind of mixed Sheltie, a lot of short-haired dog, great face, looked a little like Charlotte, and she jumped when she saw us. And this is a cute dog. Meredith wants to have a male, so it's a female. And my son's been after me to foster some dogs, and I was thinking, because I know how to take care of them, and I didn't really think I wanted to get close to another dog at this point, certainly, but I thought I would help. So we check this dog out, and this they're a really sweet, wonderful dog. So, okay, Meredith's looking at me, and I'm looking at her. Meanwhile, we're checking out two males for her. And these are really good dogs, and you're looking for healthy dogs and that kind of stuff. And when you get into one of these situations, there's a thing called kennel cough. When dogs are exposed to other dogs and they're in this confined area, they get a cough. Charlotte got it when she was in for her operation.
And it's a respiratory ailment.
It's a respiratory thing. Yeah, yeah. It's not anything serious, or at least it hadn't been. So anyway, long story short, she decided on the dog that she wanted, and they have to neuter the dog. So that means you got to go back down again this weekend and pick the dog up. So we decided to take Millie. I named her Millie. We decided to take Millie home with us. Richie had gotten a picture of her, and I think Milagros was the name, and he told us that meant magnificent. Oh, well, that excited us because we thought, wow, this is great. And my spiritual being the way it is, both of our spiritual beliefs being the way they are, we think Charlotte had a play in this. I didn't go down, there's no accident. So here's this beautiful dog that I'm saving and bringing home to hopefully care for, and, she stays here or we do something. Let's see what happens. So we got her into the house. The ride home was wonderful. She was warm. She was pretty much...
So the idea is that you're going to foster her, yeah?
Well, I don't know what the idea is at this point, because the rest of the story is that the dog is seemingly fine, not drinking a lot, and not really having much of an appetite, but really healthy-looking dog. I mean, this dog, I wondered why the dog was in the compound, because she is healthy, not like skinny and in need of a lot of things like most of the dogs. This is a dog, hasn't been in there very long, and is very healthy. Or healthy-looking, anyway. Weighed 50 pounds, I think, or close to it. We just weighed her. The reason we just weighed her is because I ended up... She came... We came home, and I went to bed, and she jumped up on the bed, went to sleep with me at about midnight. 3 o'clock rolls around, and she's restless and jumping around and can't breathe and is throwing up everywhere. So I take her outside for a pee and a poop, and that's fine. And she seems, again, we had her playing with other dogs. She had all kinds of energy, really kind of almost an alpha dog like Charlotte was. So I figure she's still got the energy. Well, she does when she goes outside, but she comes back inside, and she's shaking and shivering. And so I'm thinking, I better bring her down to the emergency vet. So I did. Put her in the car. 3 o'clock this morning, I drive her down to the vet. So that's where she is at the moment. 105 degree temperature, pneumonia, and all kinds of other things that seem to be maybe an obstruction in her lungs, x-rays, care in these vet facilities. Anybody who's taken a dog or a cat to an emergency facility knows what that's about. But that's not what's most important. I'm concerned about two things. One, the health and well-being of the dog, because it really is this is a sweet dog. She took to Meredith quickly, and me too. She really was following us both around. And she adapted the house. She was up and down. And I mean, I was getting to the point of actually being excited. And now I'm distraught and wondering why she came into our lives. Because she'd only been in there a couple of days or a few days, I don't remember how long she'd been in there, but it wasn't a long time. I'm wondering if the family that just let her go knew that she had some kind of pneumonia. But they didn't detect it. I'm not sure what to make of it, but if I seem a little off this morning, that's kind of why it is. All right? So if I'm not as well organized as I normally sound, it's because I'm sort of trying to put the pieces together, literally, to save this dog's life. Because 105-degree temperature on a dog whose normal temperature is 101 is pretty much like a human being having 103 or 104-degree temperature. Nothing you mess with. And she could hardly breathe. And it went in so quickly. You know, it was kind of like, boom, in a couple of hours. Anyway, you can hold a good thought for her and hope that Millie will be better. I'll get a picture of her, Kenny, and you can post it for us on Facebook. Anyway, so that's that story. We were talking about the trade bill. No, we weren't talking about the trade. We were talking
NSA.
About the NSA. But then there's the other part of this, the major trade bill, this business about whether we start a trade war, or we're going to be at war with ourselves, or the Canadians, or the Mexicans, but his Senate allies are going to try to endorse the trade bill today and get it through. But I think in the House there's problem with it, isn't there, Molly? Or Kenny? I don't. They want fast-track negotiating authority for the president here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the fast-track is that you either sign off it, sign off on it, or you don't sign off on it, but you can't make any adjustments.
Well, why is that?
That's just the way it's done.
But why is it done that way? Well, that's just the way it's done. What does that mean? It's just the way it's done. Why is it done that way? Why can't you make adjustments to it? Why can't you negotiate the trade agreement? Why does it have to be up or down, yes or no?
Well, first of all, it's not transparent. You can't read everything that's in it because it's still being negotiated.
No, I'm talking about the trade bill itself, or isn't what there's a nuance to it that requires also accepting or not accepting various trade agreements that way, isn't there? Like, yes, you take it all, or you don't take any of it.
Well, if it's fast tracked, then that's the way it goes. If it's not, then that's not the way it goes. So that's, I think, I mean, Kenny, chime in here if you like, but that's my understanding. That's the biggest crux here about fast tracking it, is that you don't have a chance to make adjustments.
Yeah, well.
And Obama did that on purpose because so many things that go into, that go to Congress get so many things added to it. That it never.
You're talking about bills in general.
Yeah, they never make it out. I mean, there was.
Okay, so that makes sense. I get what you're talking about now. Yeah. Okay, get it. So, anyway, but both of these things are rattling around the hopper. It looks like the NSA part or the whole Patriot Act is in trouble in the House, yes? That's the way I read it, anyway. It doesn't look like there are a number of things that people want to change. And right. Over in the Senate, they don't want to change anything, right? Mitch McConnell says nope. Or did they agree to some changes in order to try to get it through?
Well, I think McConnell has caved in about the spying stuff from the
because it's so unpopular.
Right.
Yeah.
But
why is he so out of touch? Why is he? He's so out of touch with what Americans are thinking. If they, you know, the general note on the Patriot Act is that we don't like it. All right, so what is there we don't like? It's called the Patriot Act. Well, there's some stuff in here, mostly the NSA collecting data on average Americans. People don't like it. They don't want it. And that's what they've said to their congressmen. So the House is sensitive to that, but the Senate seems not to be. Well, either that or is Boehner sensitive to it and McConnell's not. I'm not too sure how to read.
But people have been saying that since it was enacted.
Oh, it was a horrible bill when it was enacted.
But they called it
the Patriot
Act.
Taken away all kinds of freedoms.
And everybody was so frightened after 9/11.
Of course they
were.
They
said, please, by all means, find the terrorists. Look at anything you want. I wear boxers, not briefs. Anything more you need, I'm there. But they didn't. And now all of a sudden everybody's like, what? Mm. When Edward Snowden brought it out.
Yeah.
You mean they're collecting data on
us? Yeah, right.
No, because they're... You know, we're not afraid now.
We aren't?
Well, in your circumstances, I can see why you're afraid.
I'm not afraid of anything, but I don't like this. This is kind of like Whoopi Goldberg said on The View. Well, I don't care what they do. I have nothing to hide. That's not the point. The point is that this is illegal, unconstitutional, unreasonable, and not American. This is like this is communism or Nazism or something, but it sure as heck isn't Americanism.
Well, it was America was on board when it was enacted.
No, it wasn't. I was never on board. I'm an American.
You were always against this?
Absolutely. From the day it was, I had Joel Heffley, a congressman that I respected more than probably any other congressman that I've ever spoken to. He was against it, and he convinced me in 30 seconds that this was a bad bill, and it turned out to be a bad bill. He may have been one of three congressmen that actually read the thing.
But, Doug, it's called the Patriot Act.
Yeah, I know it, yeah. Molly. Thank you.
I mean, if you're a patriot, you're on board,
right? Of course
right?
you are,
and
yes.
And that's how it was sold.
Right. That's exactly how it was sold. And most of the foolish bills that have these names attached to them are of the same ilk. They give them these wonderful, flowery-sounding names so that people will vote for them. And mostly on the surface, most of the morons that don't read this stuff and vote on it, that's, oh, yeah, it's a Patriot Act. You're going to pass that. Horrible bill. Horrible. And we're still paying the price for it. So, anyway, I hope they kill the whole thing, frankly. They won't, but as far as I'm concerned, they ought to kill the whole thing. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Rush of Honor is a new heartwarming television series on INSP that follows artist Phil Taylor as he pays tribute to America's fallen service members through hand-painted original portraits. When completed, he presents the portraits to the service members' family and friends in an emotional yet celebratory reveal ceremony. We spoke with him about his work.
The painting process and the time spent, it really ranges. Some of the guys and girls, they range at 40 hours, and there are those, it's not uncommon, I'll paint them 2, 3, and even 4 times, and that will creep up somewhere around 300 plus hours of paint time. But it's all good. I love each one of them. Plus portraits of girls and guys, sailors, airmen, marines, soldiers that I've done, and each one I've hand delivered at ceremonies to their families across the United States. Through television, we'll be able to reach thousands and hopefully millions of people that want to say thank you and recognize those who've given all for our country and ultimately help restore and bring home sons and daughters to their parents.
That's Phil Taylor talking about his television series, Brush of Honor, which premieres on INSP May 21st. For more, visit INSP.com. Insight Daily Radio.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. All right, so the way we started the hour, Kenny, was to review some of the top 10 items on the Talkers Countdown. What sort of things, we ought to do a top 10 of the things that people are interested in and comment most on with regard to our social media. How's that shaping up today?
Today, so far, it's all about Baltimore.
It is. A grand jury indicting all 6 of the officers charged in the Freddie Gray case. So what are people saying?
Gary says, they killed that man and they did not care that they did it. Every citizen should be outraged over nonsense like this.
I agree with him 100%. What other comments have you got?
Shane says, it's good to see a prosecutor who actually wants to get an indictment when it comes to police officers that have crossed the line.
Police officers that have crossed... with all the police shows they have on TV, maybe there ought to be one about police officers that cross the line. How about that? That's an idea. We could become millionaires. Produce that show. All right, what else?
Dave says, this sounds good, but unfortunately an indictment is not a conviction.
Nope, not by a long shot. Grand juries function in a world of their own. A very independent world. All right, one more quick one.
Jean Marie says, let it be known the party is over. Every cop will be under scrutiny, and that's how it should be.
Maybe, yep, I think maybe you're right. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We have, where are we? 53 at the hour. Yeah, that means it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin. He's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day. There are interesting stories going on. They're always interesting. The business of technology, consumer electronics, that sort of thing, highfalutin big-time deal, and that's why we have a highfalutin big-time guy here to talk to us about it. Highfalutin Greg, that's how we can say hi to you from now on.
Yeah,
highfalutin?
Mr. Highfalutin.
Mr. No, Mr. Falutin. How about that?
Sir Falutin. Yes.
Oregon is testing a pay-per-mile system as an alternative to the state's gas tax because of the fuel efficiency of cars. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea, but we'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99. Offer valid on SKU 645929 in store and online. It's $5.23 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time.
took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, so Greg Stebbin is here from Men's Health Magazine. Technology is our focus. The gas tax, why this is a story that we were talking about in technology moments, has to do with the cars themselves and how that's affecting how much gas people are using, right?
That's right. So, for instance, I have an electric car.
You do?
I do. I have put gas in my car. It's a hybrid, but it goes 40 miles without gas.
Yeah.
I almost never drive 40 miles, so I have put gas in my car once in the last 4 months. So I haven't paid I haven't paid a lot of gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
And as more people get electric cars, it means less people buying gas, and less people buying gas means less taxes for roads.
Mm-hmm. So that would, you'd think, inspire them to make the roads better instead of going through all of this union baloney our roads here are deplorable in comparison to the rest of the progressive world. It's a joke. Anyway, that's a whole different subject for a different time. Speaking of cars, the position of General Motors is that they own the software that controls your car.
Yes. So this, what's happening in the automotive industry is...
So why am I making payments to General Motors if they own the software? Why don't they just give me the car?
Good point. So let me tell you something that you probably didn't know about your computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a Windows computer, it comes with a version of Windows, and you might think, well, that's my version of Windows, and if I stop using that computer, I could take that version of Windows and put it on another computer. No, you cannot. You could try. It won't work, and if you call Microsoft, as I have done, they will tell you that you do not own that copy of Microsoft Windows. It's only good for that computer you bought. It's not your copy of Microsoft Windows, and the same is now applying to cars. Cars are increasingly driven by technology, by software, and the point here is GM is saying, is it's our software, not your software. You can't own the software, therefore increasingly we own more and more of your car, even though you're making payments on it every month.
Great.
I knew you would like that.
Alright, so I noticed that Radio Shack, or the brand that belonged to the family, is going to Wireless General. They're going to buy that brand for $26 million from the bankruptcy court. Is that basically, this is a Chinese group, is it not?
I don't know as much about the Radio Shack deal as I probably should, but I believe all of the stores, or most of the stores, are now closing.
And yes.
It's kind of a shame in a way. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think... But it has been a company that has not presented itself well for a long time.
Kind of like Sears,
Exactly right.
Yep, that's too bad. Because there was a lot... There were a lot of reasons to go to Sears, frankly.
Yes.
A lot of reasons to go to Radio Shack. I used to need them. Half of my radio stuff comes from...
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's always a great place to get stuff.
Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.